Hello, I'm Rita Hyland, and you're about to discover what it means to position your business, career, and life to play full out. This show explores the way leaders just like you embrace and achieve their ambition without working harder or grinding it out any longer. So if you want to take your life, business, or career to a playing full out status and do so while being the happiest high performer in the room, then hang with me because this show shares everything you need to know using the best of neuroscience, transformational psychology, and a bit of spiritual wisdom to help you change fast, even when it's uncomfortable or scary, or you failed to do so in the past. All this so that you can enjoy more freedom and prosperity in your business and life. I'm happy you're here. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Playing Full Out podcast. I'm super excited that you're here. I developed a skill that quite literally catapulted my career and continues to build my business and my relationships and life. And I am really excited to share it with you today. It makes me more available for my priorities, and it makes me a happier and better human being on a daily basis as well. So I'm excited to share it with you because I know that, like me, when I first began using this technique, I was blown away by its results, and I haven't stopped using it since. And I know and am confident that when you do, you are going to see the same kind of results. If you're driven and striving to make the next half your best half, or but maybe you've had some situations of late that have been causing you to struggle, anything from having to have a difficult conversation with a friend or a peer to maybe you've been struggling progressing some of your work that you wonder if you're ever going to get it over the finish line. Maybe you're just struggling with having less pressureful days and weeks, you know, having a little more harmony in your work-life balance or work-life blend. If any of these types of situations or other bigger or lesser problems are striking you, you'll want to have this technique. It makes things lighter. It makes things easier. And the research shows it'll increase your overall level of happiness as well. The reason that the technique is so powerful, perhaps one of the most powerful catalysts, I believe, for change, is that as you're using it, it illuminates obstacles, and it also does the same with ideas. And the best part is that this technique takes as little as 5 to 7 minutes a day. The research has found it's especially helpful when you're experiencing feeling down. And I know a lot of people have been talking about that of late, just like the energy is down. You know, you're in the midst of maybe tricky situations or problem situations, as I said before, regardless of the size. When you use this technique, it can shift your state quickly, and thereby it's going to quickly shift your decision-making quality as well. So what is the skill? I'm going to tell you in just a moment, but first I want to ask you a question. Are you experiencing a particularly difficult problem right now? When I ask this of a group, almost everybody raises their hand. We all have things that we're looking to improve or that we consider a struggle on some level. Okay, now I want you to think if you've ever had a difficult problem and it later turned out to be something that worked out in your favor. Maybe something that proved to be an actual catalyst to moving you to something that was better. For example, let's just say that you leave for several days at Christmas and you return to a house that is completely underwater from the third floor to the first because a pipe burst. But as they're fixing it, they uncover an even bigger problem. And now you're able to avoid that altogether. Someone I recently spoke to had broken her arm and found herself in the ER. And when they started to take some more tests, they uncovered a unique and treatable but rare form of cancer. So that struggle in that difficult moment and situation where she broke her arm, it ended up becoming the catalyst for saving her life. On a less extreme level, maybe you lost your job and then you got a better one as a result, or maybe a relationship ended, but then you ended up finding the love of your life. We've all had these types of things happen to us where the problem became the catalyst for something better, or moved us in a better direction. So what if the problem right now that you're facing is exactly what you need, but that your mind is playing tricks on you? It tells you instead that, no, this particular problem is a big, hairy problem. This one's over the edge. This isn't like my others. Now, despite what you and I know and what we have experienced, which is that in nearly every case, we not only get through our situations, we end up better for them. We understand this, but our brains seem to forget it every single solitary time, right? We think, sure, I made it through that, but this is a really tough struggle. This one is serious. I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know how I'm going to handle it. I can't see how it could even possibly serve me or be a positive or beneficial to me in any way. Am I sounding on board with where you're at? Rarely when we're sitting with one of these situations, a challenge, maybe the one that you're thinking of right now, maybe just today's small challenge, rarely does the brain ever say, oh, this problem, this one is one that's going to land me in a fabulous position. This is exactly what I was hoping for. This is exciting. I have every confidence. I'm going to come out on top. And this is the catalyst for some great change. It doesn't do that. Our brains just won't do it. So looking back, what we can see is it's always easy for the brain to see how things are aligned and how they are working in our favor to move us forward, how everything worked out, how it worked out to our benefit. That's really easy to do, and the brain's willing to go there. But going forward, however, not so much. This problem I have, it'll say, there's no way that this can be beneficial to me. But you and I know that our thoughts determine how we react to things. So what if we could, through some type of process, we could get what our brain will not automatically do to be done? What if we could project ourselves into the future and then develop a new perspective looking back on what once seemed to be a challenging situation like the one we're in today? There is a process, this technique that you can turn into a skill is called future journaling. And what research has found when they did future journaling and when they put it to the test, it started with a group of students, and those students were told to write a description of their best possible future selves, and they were told to do it for 20 minutes each day. And after several weeks, the students reported an increase in their overall level of happiness just by writing in a journal for 20 minutes a day about their best possible future selves. Now, when you're down or you're experiencing struggle, any kind, even what you might deem an impossible one, what further research has found is that you can take as little as 5 to 7 minutes to future journal and change your state, which then improves your ability to come up with new solutions. As I said, it helps you ideate. It helps you even see obstacles. It helps you with ideas. It helps you change your state as well so that you're at a higher frequency, which also inspires others around you, which also really helps to uncover more benefits to a problem. What we know is that we will never experience anything that we haven't first imagined. We're not going to create what we have not first concocted in our brain. And our brain seeks to make what we're thinking right. And therein lies the power of future writing, of future journaling, as we talk to our brain in the way that the brain can hear and the way that the brain listens. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do this in just a moment, but let me just give you another example, because I heard from a lot of you after our last episode, which was about working less and working less without the worry. And many are struggling with this long-term pattern of overworking. And even when the external strategies or the workload even can change because you've delegated it or you found time management means to make it lower, that there's something blocking that's deeper. Our coping mechanisms and the things that we really want deep down, like approval and control, that some of those things are at the root, and you asked me, I've got a lot of emails, how do I change that now that I can see that that's really the challenge? First, I just want to say excellent that you can see that clearly now. You brought to the conscious level what was unconscious. And what's unconscious, what that just simply means is that you weren't aware of it or it wasn't able to be seen. Now it is. Now to change that, I want you to know that you can apply future journaling. I don't want you to believe me though. I want you to try it for yourself. Here's how. You take out your journal and the first step is to simply write down in a sentence a situation that you're currently struggling with. It could be anything. This week I heard several. One business owner is leaving the office and said that things are likely not to go well. Another business owner shared that the client was irritated because of how they'd handled their PR. Another struggle I heard was of someone wanting to separate from their spouse, but struggling with making the decision and using voice and really doing it. Another person had the situation where their job is being eliminated. Another person's found out that their kid isn't getting into the college that he wanted. Now, these might not be your struggles. And as you can see, they range in terms of what we could all say are intense or not intense. But I imagine that you might have one, something. Can be the struggle of the day or can be the struggle of the month or year. All you got to do is write that situation down in one sentence. Here's your step two. 6 months or 1 year, you're just writing down the date. Choose one of the two. And then you're going to begin to write out the way you want this situation to be as if it's already happened. In other words, write your ideal future. You want to be sure to write this in full and vivid detail. If it was a movie, it would be in Technicolor, as I often say. Write as many pages as you want so that your subconscious mind, that brain that is unwilling, unless it's spoken to in the right way, the subconscious mind, you want it to feel the feelings of your ideal future as if it is your current reality. Remember, we're really clear looking back how everything aligned up and came around for our benefit. Now what we're doing is something for our brain that our brain can't do, which was we're jumping to the future and acting as if it's already happened and we're looking back. And we can also see that it's all worked out for our benefit and we're in the ideal future state again. I've shared this before and I'm going to say it again since we're talking about the brain so that you can see how to manage it and unlock the conditions that allow you to leverage your dormant reserves of power. There are three steps and three ways to talk to your subconscious mind to get it to change. The first of these is that it has to experience consistent repetition. The neuroplasticity that you've heard about in the brain, where there are these neuropathways that have been dug because of consistent repetition of belief or conditioning, and it's and actions that have continued again and again. It has this little trough. You can create new troughs. You can create new dugouts, but it takes consistent repetition as if, you know, once water's going down a mudslide, it goes down the same way again and again until it digs out the little trough. That's what you're in the process of doing when you do that work with your brain. Consistent repetition means more than 10 times. It has to hear it again and again. So when your brain starts to hear your ideal future state, it starts to begin to, you know, establish a new neural pathway. The second way that you need to make sure that you're employing, and that's what you're doing when you're doing your future journaling, is to make sure it has that emotional imagery, that Technicolor I mentioned. The language of the subconscious is not English or French or Spanish. It's emotion. So it needs to smell it. It needs to see it. It needs to taste it. It needs to embrace it with all the senses. So I believe that this is the reason that so many people struggle with goals is because goals don't usually have very much emotion. When you write down your goals at the beginning of the year, you write them down. Whenever you write them down, oftentimes they're just an emotionless list. And that is the reason that many end up struggling because the subconscious mind isn't embracing them. They're emotionless. The third is that you want to write as if the future is already here. That's what you're doing. It's done. move and see it as if there is a check mark next to it. The brain doesn't know the difference between fantasy and reality. So when you go and do your future journaling, you're out there and you're writing as if this ideal future is already here. Now, here are a couple examples of what I'm talking about. Before I go on further, I want to just make sure you understand this. You're not writing how this situation gets resolved. That's not what this is about. You're simply taking whatever problem you're experiencing and you're writing out how great your work in life will be when it is resolved. So be generous again with detail, as I mentioned, but you're writing as though it's already resolved. That's that whole future is already here. Now, the two examples I was going to share with you, if you took step one, and as I said, write one sentence about your problem situation, such as, I'm having trouble connecting with my spouse. Then underneath that, you're going to write 6 months or 1 year from now, that specific date. And then you're going to begin to write your ideal future. So my husband and I just returned from a 3-day excursion. We had a wonderful time. We were connected. We were honest. We were patient. It's amazing how close we feel to each other. It's amazing how much he is excited to support this next process or this next thing, whatever it is. See it, imagine it with detail, with emotion. Let's take another example. Say you are having a hard time and you need or want to ask a board or a boss for something that you want, right? And so your situation, step one is in one sentence, my manager, my boss is never going to give me permission to do the kind of work I want to do. And so then you write your date 6 months or 1 year from now, you pick, and then you write your ideal future. It's hard to believe. I was so worried to ask to step off that project and change my work. I'm finally able to concentrate on my zone of genius. I love the work that I'm doing. The company is getting amazing breakthroughs as a result. I am finally aligned with my priorities. I have more time, more freedom to do exactly what I want to do. The days flow. And this was so easy. Now, I get questioned a lot about, you know, different things. One of the most common, and I want to address some of these so I can give you a couple tips as you do this. Again, it's 6 to 8 minutes. It's not a lot. But one of the things that sometimes people come up and say that they're blocked. What if I'm completely blocked and I cannot imagine a perspective where this is positive or beneficial, or I can't imagine a situation where this divorce could be a benefit to anyone, or this could go smoothly, or I can't imagine actually getting involved in this relationship and not being controlled, you know, in a new dating situation, or I can't imagine transferring my kids to this situation and them remaining healthy, whatever it is. If you can't possibly, and you have imagination and creativity problems, my suggestion is to just once write that perspective of your story that you see playing out. You don't want to embrace it, but you want to just write all the challenges that you see. And then turn over your paper and write the complete opposite of that story as your future journaling, as your ideal future. Continue to write that story with repetition every day for 3 weeks. So that is my suggestion. Oftentimes we know what we don't want. So start with what you don't want and then simply write the opposite. Another question I sometimes get is, can I type it? Yes, but writing it is definitely better. Neuroscience has shown us that writing connects us differently to our brains than simply typing. So do what you need, but understand that for certain, writing is better. If you skip a day, don't worry about it. That is the brain's job. Unconsciously, it's resisting your change. Simply return to yourself and that higher, wiser part of you and allow it to be in charge and to take the wheel for that day. I don't know if I said it before, but when you're doing your future journaling, you want to make sure that you're not writing in the future tense. That is very subtle. Even though it's future writing, future journaling, it is not future tense. You're not saying, I will be calm and peaceful. And when I leave the office, the team is set up for success. You're saying, it has happened. I've left the office. I received no calls while I'm out of the office. It was amazing. Everybody handled everything. Everybody became empowered. They were excited by what they were able to do. You see, my point is, don't say what will happen. You say that it's already done. Do you see how helpful this is and will be the next time that you're struggling with a situation or you're feeling down? You simply grab a journal, a piece of paper, whatever there is. Even if you're like, you know, I've used this heading into meetings where I start to have some doubt or I'm like, oh gosh, this is going to be a sticky one. And instead of going into those concerns, immediately shift to writing as though this is done. We're shaking hands. Everyone is pleased. Decisions have been made. Opinions have been accepted. It's been welcomed. It's been easy. This can be done. I say 6 minutes, but it can be done in even less. You want to see how this is all working out and how it benefits you, how it's resolved. You don't need to know the how. You simply need to be able to see the what. So let's review. It's two simple steps. You write your difficult decision or your difficult situation in one sentence, and then write under it the date, 6 months or a year from now, and describe your ideal future in Technicolor. It's that simple. Today's problems and stresses are the catalyst for great things. That's the perspective we need to see. We already know it's true. They always have been. We just talked about that. You've seen it. If I was sitting with you and went into this longer, I'd prove it with your own evidence because I never want you to believe anything I say. The fact that you're listening means that everything has worked out, even those most intense, impossible struggles. The opportunity that exists is twofold. One, when you're operating from that future ideal state, you are able to see opportunities and even ideas and obstacles so that you can change them in new ways. And then the second part is when you're operating from that place, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more peaceful. And when we operate our days from that frequency of peace, we experience the most untapped, actually, opportunity that I believe we have in our lives and in our business today. And that's our inner game advantage. We are leveraging it. We're tapping into it. I want you to stay tuned for our next episode. It is a distinction for high achievers, and it was for myself, that I recognized some time ago, but I haven't discussed here before. And if you're someone who seems to have it all and or much of what you always thought you wanted, but you still feel like there's something missing, maybe it's a feeling that you want to have that you haven't experienced yet, or it's been a while since you have, then make sure you're here. Hit follow for the Playing Full Out podcast so that you always know when a new podcast has been released. And make sure to also sign up to receive my newsletter because I always share things in there that I don't share on the podcast. I look forward to being again with you real soon. Go in peace. Thank you for being with me today. By you listening to this, it tells me you're interested in growing yourself and likely not just for yourself, but to positively influence others as well. If you enjoyed this podcast, go ahead and share this with your friends and colleagues. When leaders like you grow yourself and then grow others, we all are positively impacted. If you have questions, I'm here to answer them and may even use them in our upcoming podcasts. Go ahead. You can send those questions to breakthrough@ritahyland.com. Remember, a half version of you is not enough. The world needs the full version of you at play. I look forward to seeing you on our next podcast.